Okay, well, we draw your attention to a third group of people. There's just a simple reality that the elders aren't the only one in this room who needs prayer, are they? We all do. And so this third group of people that I want to remind you to pray for, don't forget to pray for each other. Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 6 with me? Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to draw your attention to one verse that I want you to focus on, but I'm going to highlight a few verses around it. Ephesians chapter 6, remember, this is the armor of God passage. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul admonishes the church. He says, put on the whole armor of God, so you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And he's reminding them that they're all in a spiritual war. They're all in a spiritual battle. And they need to go into that battle with the armor of God on. He reminds them that they are perpetually in this spiritual battle. Notice what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Right after he finishes working through all the pieces of the armor of God. It comes to the end of that. And in verse 18, he says this. He says, pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance. It's still this context of this spiritual battle. And then he makes this last statement, making supplication for all the saints. Again, another word for prayer there. Making a form of prayer for all the saints. As always, Satan is working really hard right now. I think you want to make no mistake about it. God's people are vulnerable, they're separated, they're isolated, and they're scattered in ways almost like never before. And that person that's sitting next to you right now, or across the aisle, or two rows behind you, guess what? Satan wants to destroy his marriage. Satan wants to destroy his purity. Satan wants to destroy his home. Satan wants to destroy his peace and his hope and his joy. Satan wants to destroy the unity he shares with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe the person sitting just across the aisle from him. Satan wants to absolutely destroy that. He wants to swallow him up in waves of depression, shackle him in the chains of bitterness and resentment, overtake him with loneliness and solitude. Satan wants to crush and destroy the person sitting right next to you. That battle is raging. And the great need is that that person sitting next to you, what as verse 10 says of chapter 6, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, taking up all these pieces of the armor. Satan wants to rip our church apart right now, and simultaneously God wants to build it. God wants to strengthen it. God wants to expand it. God wants to do all sorts of wonderful things. But there is a spiritual battle raging. I personally believe that God is doing great things in our church right now. I believe that He is building our church right now. Not just numerically, though that appears to be going on, but also in our spiritual strength, in our spiritual growth. And it seems like God is doing all these things, even though we are in constant flux, just trying to figure out almost how to operate from week to week, and just try to sort through it all, and just try to have a service on Sunday. And yet God is unstoppable. God is unbound. And for that, I am extremely excited and grateful. But let's not forget to pray for each other. So we want to take, again, a few moments to do that at this time. That is going on right now.